Underground Preacher checking in to the Underground Church. Today we're going to continue on our freedom journey with stage 4, freedom. As a reminder, the deliverance prayer is available on our website, undergroundpreacher.com, under the prayer section in our prayer collection. So feel free to download it for free and exercise your authority in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
For time's sake, we're going to use the startup list the Holy Spirit gave me for this prayer. The same list is also available in the prayer. And we're going to use that list to do the deliverance prayer today. But remember that the rest of the list is between you and God. You go to God and you sit down with the pen and the paper and you write the list down. And then you use the same prayer. You do your deliverance. Remember that you can do it on your own. The same authority has been given to you and to everybody. If you take it, you rebuke them in the name of Jesus Christ. And if the demon doesn't go, pray, fast. And if you fast one day, it doesn't work, fast 3 days. If it doesn't work, press on. You can do 21 days fast, 30 days fast. We have different type of fasting, all in the message, how to fast. It will help you, guide you on how to fast. But don't stop. Keep pressing. Just know that if you rebuke a demon out and it doesn't work, put fasting into it. Holy Spirit will back you up, and that demon will have to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
As we go through the prayer today, you might be experiencing coughing, sneezing, shouting, crying, sweating, burping, yawning. You might have itchy ears and itchy nose, or you might have bodily discharge, and so on. Don't be alarmed. Those are just signs that the demons are leaving you. So don't freak out, and don't be afraid. The demons are more afraid of you than you are of them. They try to frighten you so you won't get them out and receive your freedom. So don't be afraid. Don't be alarmed. Calm down. It's going to be fine. Holy Spirit is in control. Amen.
Amen.
Now, here is the prayer. I'm going to go slow so you will get to follow along out loud. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit, I thank you for today. I thank you for your love, for your grace and mercy. I thank you for forgiving me of my sins, as I forgive those who have sinned against me. Lord, I thank you for putting a hedge of protection around me and around my loved ones. And I thank you for covering us and our belongings with your blood, Jesus Christ. I thank you for the authority given to me. In your name, Jesus Christ. And with that authority, I come against you, spirits of manipulation, witchcraft, cannibalism, unforgiveness, revenge, grudge, condemnation, self-righteousness, self-hatred, self-sabotage, self-mutilation, slavery, trauma, anxiety, depression, stress, confusion, delusion, denial, fornication, homosexuality, adultery, idolatry, lies, theft, robbery, prison, gang, murder, suicide, abomination, sexual immorality, sexual fantasies, pornography, pedophilia, rape, succubus, incubus, unbelief, laziness, anger, resentment, false religion, love of money, addiction, alcohol addiction, drug addiction, food addiction, sex addiction, video game addiction, kleptomania, schizophrenia, nymphomania, bigotry, religion, mutilation, prostitution, bipolar, seizures, failure, poverty, asthma, cancer, tumor, diabetes, mental disorder, disability, paralysis, stroke, pride, abandonment, division, divination, zodiac, astrology, yoga, sorcery, cigarettes, marijuana, fortune telling, tattoos, bestiality, animosity, reincarnation, necromancer, psychopath, sociopath, and isolation. I command all of you to take up your baggage, your subjects, your curses, your strongholds, your eggs, your rats, your marks of contact, your smell, all of your belongings. Take them all and be chained, be muted, be bound by your hands and feet, with your head cut off, and be cast into the abyss. And do not come out but under the command of Jesus Christ, now and forever, in the name of Jesus Christ. I take back everything and anything that has been stolen from me, in the name of Jesus Christ. I restore everything and anything that has been broken, held back, or tempered with in any kind of way, in the name of Jesus Christ. I take everything back. I free it. I want it. I claim it. I receive it. And I restore it all, in the name of Jesus Christ. I cleanse every access, every gate, and every portal. I cleanse them all, close and seal them all, in the name of Jesus Christ. I invite you, Holy Spirit, to come in and fill the emptiness in me, and to take over your temple that I am from now and forevermore, in the name of Jesus Christ. I praise you. I love you. I adore you. And I have prayed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Remember that the rest of the list is between you and God. And in case you ever happen to write your own deliverance prayer, always remember to cast these spirits into the abyss and make sure that they don't come out. Seal them so they don't come out to torment somebody else. Now that you have started your deliverance battle, also consider the importance of your recovery. That is your spiritual rehabilitation. And that is going to be what we're going to address on our next stage, rehabilitation. And until then, Underground Preacher to the Underground Church. And I'm out.